Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
I'd like to switch to Arch Top.
Okay, let's see here. So you'd like to sign up for Arch Top Fiber Internet services?
And phone.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay.
And what is your the house number of your street address?
10 Woodland Avenue, Kingston, New York.
And your zip code?
12401.
Okay, let's see here. And that's 10 Woodland Avenue, Kingston, New York. And is this location a home or business?
It's a home.
Okay, let's see here. And would you like the 1 gigabyte fiber internet for $79.99 a month or the 2 gigabyte fiber internet for $99.99 a month?
One.
1 gig, okay. And let's see here. Now, we do offer Wi-Fi extenders. Do you believe you may need any Wi-Fi extenders? They're an additional $7.99 a month.
It's possible. I have one room that doesn't get good Wi-Fi, but I'm not sure. It might just be my Wi-Fi.
So I think what we'll do is we'll leave it at no Wi-Fi extenders today, but when the tech is out for the installation, at that time, you and the tech can determine at that time if you'd like to add a Wi-Fi extender to your home for the additional $7.99 a month. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds good.
And you'd also like the phone service, and the phone service is an additional $24.99 a month. And would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current phone number?
845-338-6002.
And that was 845-338. 6002. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. And will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
I don't think so.
And would you like to add an additional telephone line?
No.
Okay. And let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay, and also in regards to your request to keep your phone, your same phone number, it says, by agreeing to our acceptable use policy, you are also granting us permission to initiate the release of your current phone number from your provider. Do you agree and allow us to begin that process?
I do.
And who do you currently have phone service with?
Spectrum.
With Spectrum? Okay. So that would be a minimum of 10 days for us to be able to acquire that phone number. Okay. And let's see here. And again, the service will be installed at 10 Woodland, W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D Avenue, abbreviated A-V-E, and that's Kingston, K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, New York, abbreviated N-Y, zip code 12401. And do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
You own it? Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
They're overhead.
Okay, through the air, okay. Mm-hmm. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it isn't.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E.
That was L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E. And your last name?
Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N.
Okay, that was L-A-R-S-E-N. And your email address?
Okay, it's my name without any capitals or spaces at juno.com.
Okay. And I have LORRAINELARSEN at Juno, that's JUNO .com. So that's .com. Is this correct?
It is.
And I know I just asked you for your phone number, but again, what is your primary contact phone number? 845-338-6002. And do you have a secondary phone number?
Yeah. It's a real hit or miss, though. Okay. It's 845-750-2334.
That was 845-750-2334.
Right.
Okay. And how may we contact you? Would that be by phone, email, or text message? And you can choose as many of those as you'd like.
Phone is your best bet.
Phone? Okay.
Yeah. And email is next. And I check my text. Rarely, but I do check them.
Okay, so you would like to be contacted. We can contact you by phone, email, and text message?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so since you've opted in to receive text messages, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And then for the email opt-in, I have to read, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
Yeah, I can always delete it.
Okay, and you can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by simply clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. And for the phone opt-in, it says, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided?
I'd prefer not to.
You'd prefer not to receive the phone calls?
Right, as long as it's, I don't mind as long as it's according to my account, but if it's trying to sell me something else, I'd prefer to get an email.
Okay, so this isn't, I don't believe you're going to get any phone calls that are trying to sell you anything, but, and it says you may revoke this consent at any time. Consent
okay,
is not a condition of purchase.
Okay, if it's a bother, I'll revoke it, but I'll take it, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, if you do happen to get any calls that are trying to sell you something, if it becomes something that you would like to to no longer receive phone calls from Archtop, you can always let us know and we can make sure that we take you off of the calling list so that you don't receive any phone calls. Let's see here. And let's see. I'm just looking over the order summary, which I can go ahead and read over with you. So for the order summary, this, of course, your location is your home, and your area was in service as of June 14th. So that, you know, getting service at your address is not going to be a problem. You've opted into the 1 gigabyte fiber internet package, and I will let you know if you do happen to decide that you'd like to sign up for auto draft from your bank account with paperless billing, you'll get a $10 discount. So it actually bring the cost of the internet down to only $69.99 a month. So if you would like to do that, that's definitely a great way to save a little bit of money. Let's see here. We're going to go with no Wi-Fi extenders today. When the tech is out to install, if you guys decide at that time that you'd like to add a Wi-Fi extender, if you do add a Wi-Fi extender, those are an additional $7.99 a month. We're adding a standard phone line for $24.99. You did request to keep your current phone number 845-338-6002, which you have with Spectrum. Let's see here. No additional no telephone jacks needed, no additional phone line. And that brings our total currently to $104.98 before any applicable discount, such as the $10 discount for the auto draft with paperless billing. And we'll be performing this installation for these services and providing these services at 10 Woodland Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401, where you own the property and the utility wires are currently feeding your home through the air. And your billing address is the same as your service address.
Correct.
All righty, let's see here. Let me see if there's any other. Okay, so no, so far there's no other disclosures that I have to read, so let's move right along. Okay, and it says, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation, or you can actually opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Yes,
okay. So let me pull up the page where we can perform the credit check. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And your patience is greatly appreciated. All right, let's see here. Okay. And I apologize for the delay. It's requiring that I change my password to log in to the portal for the credit check. And I'm trying to do that now. And it's giving me a little bit of difficulty. Okay, so let's see. And let's see, did that work? Yay, that worked. Okay, excellent.
Oh, good.
All right, and okay, let's see here. Okay, so your address is 10 Woodland. And was that 10 Woodland Avenue or 10 Woodland Road?
Avenue,
that's correct. 10 Woodland Avenue, and that's Kingston, New York. Mm-hmm. And let's see. And again, your zip code?
12401.
12401, okay. Thank you. All right, let's see here. And the first name is Lorraine, Lorraine. And then the last name was Larsen, Larsen. And what is your social security number?
Oh. I don't give that out.
It's part of the credit check.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and I called you. Okay, 051-40-1298.
Thank you. And was your primary phone 845-338-6002?
Yes.
Okay, that okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and add that. And your date of birth?
October 6th, 1947.
October 6th of 1947. And your driver license number? That's okay, no worries. Okay, and is that a New York driver license?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's see here. And I have to enter in a previous address. What would be your previous address?
Okay, it's over 50 years old. Route 1, South Road, Holmes, New York. And I don't remember the zip.
I'll look it up. What was the name of the city?
Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And then I'll look up the zip code for you, because I can understand if it's been a long time since you lived at that address. Like you said, 50 years, then it could be, difficult to remember the zip code for sure. Let's see here. It comes up as, wait. What was the street number on the house? Was it just Route 1 South Road?
That was the address, yes.
Okay, Route 1 South Road, Holmes, New York. Let me see if I can get any better luck from the internet in regards to it pulling a zip on that. One, two, five, three, one. Okay, 12531. Okay, that's what's going to be. 12531. Let's see here. 12531. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and submit the credit check. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so no deposit is required. That's excellent. Okay. So let me grab the report number so I can put that over on the application. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and would you like to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Alrighty, and would that be using your bank account number and routing number for the $10 discount, or would you like to use a credit or debit card for a $5 discount?
I use the bank account.
Okay. Let's see here. And I'm ready for the routing number, whatever you have it available.
Okay. 221-976-243. Yes.
Okay, and the account number?
454-999-004.
Okay, thank you. And the name on the account?
Lorraine Larson.
Okay, LORRAINE. Larson, LARSEN. And is this a checking account or a savings account?
It's a checking account.
Okay. All righty, let's see here. And will this be your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. All right, let's see here. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
A lot of mail.
Through the mail? Okay. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as i.e. buried wire, a septic tank, etc.?
I have a septic tank, but it's in the back of the house, so it wouldn't be, you know. It's not
that
the wires come in the house, yeah.
Yeah, the wires would be coming from the street to the front of the home, so the septic tank being
right
behind the home shouldn't be any problem
yeah
whatsoever.
It's way behind.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No. No.
Okay.
Anything like that.
Okay. And do you have any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and place your order for service. Is that okay?
Okay.
And before I do that, let me just run over and make sure I'm let me check the disclaimers, because they're on a different page that I have to refer to make sure I didn't overlook any disclaimers that I have to read. Let's see here. Okay, I'm supposed to ask, is the number that you've provided a good number for a technician to call and text about the order if needed? And at the time of your initial connection,
the
technician...
To call, that's the number that I gave you, yeah.
Okay. And at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And because you have a current provider, you know, you mentioned that you have Spectrum, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that you wait until your fiber services are installed to cancel your current provider. So wait until our services are installed before you cancel your Spectrum services. And that's going to be very important, and also in regards to allowing us the opportunity to be able to obtain your current phone number from Spectrum, because you'll have to, you know, keep
right
your service active with Spectrum so that you continue to keep that phone number. So as we're in the process of requesting the number from Spectrum, you'll still be the owner of that number. So please don't cancel your services with Spectrum until we've got you all squared away. Okay, and it says the ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to a $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't like them all quit.
Understood. Understood. I don't think there's going to be any problems, however, so I don't think you have anything to worry about. Let's go ahead and move forward. I believe the next step in the process is going to be scheduling. So I'm placing the order. Okay. So let's see. This has to be a minimum of 10 business days out because of the phone port. So let me, so let's see. With that in mind, let's see. We're at the 11th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. The soonest date that I could put you down for installation would be August 23rd.
Okay.
Is that okay? That's a Friday. Now, you don't have, it doesn't have to be a Friday. It could be a Saturday. We do have our techs go out for installs on Saturdays. It could be any day as long as it's not a Sunday after, you know, from the 23rd on.
Yeah, the 23rd is fine.
23rd is fine. Excellent. Okay, and the time frames that I have the ability to offer would be a time frame of 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So which of those time frames work best for you? Hello, Ms. Larson. Hello, Ms. Larson. Ms. Larson. Okay, the caller can no longer hear me, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and end the call. But I'm going to give the customer a call right back so we can go ahead and get the installation scheduled. And I'd like to thank Mrs. Larson for calling Archtop Fiber, and I will be giving her a call right back so we can go ahead and get this installation scheduled. And again, I thank Ms. Larson for calling Archtop Fiber.